up in the spacecraft, get up and dance, and then listen to the words of wisdom. Hey, it's Connect the Dots. You know what I'm talking about here, Connect the Dots. Yeah, we got to put everything together, make some sense of it all. Hey, this is a call in radio show, 888-627-6008. That's the toll-free number in the USA and Canada. It's BBS Radio. I call it Radio Free America. Because on this show, the truth and only the truth is spoken. And we don't have to follow any stupid government rules here. You know what I mean? I don't like rules myself. Never liked it since childhood, and I still don't like them. I mean, sure, we need a certain amount of rather understandings, like do no harm. That's right. Nobody should be doing harm to anybody. But, hey, that's the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Do no harm. Oh, if only everybody could follow that rule. Well. Hey, it's the end of summer here in New York City. We're going to shift 20 degrees lower by tomorrow. And that's how fast things happen. This is a fast-changing world, and it's going to change faster. The new reality is not far away. Hey, you just listened to the new reality show, I believe, but the new reality for all of us is just a little over a year away. They don't want to pinpoint. In fact, nobody knows the exact date. It's kind of just like a Bible prophecy. No one knows the exact date. But the estimation is it's 2025. It will happen. And probably in the first half of 2025. And we shall all be looking forward to that. If you don't know about the event, my God, you got to find out. The event, the coming event, this isn't something at Madison Square Garden or at Dodger Stadium or any place like that, you know. We're talking about the global event. It'll be a solar system event also. It's that whoosh of energy is coming along, but find out about it. Hey, I tell everybody every week, and I'm going to tell you right now, visit 2012portal.blogspot.com and get an update on what's happening, baby. Yeah, what's happening, baby? That sounds like some DJ from the 20th century, but you need to ask yourself the question, what's happening, baby? Or ask your partner, what's happening, baby? Anyhow, that's what's happening. Everything is going to change, you know. Put on your visionary cap and start envisioning a butterfly you will be, a caterpillar you were, a butterfly you will be. When the event happens, it'll be a metamorphosis. Your blood, your flesh and blood body will metamorphosize into a diamond crystalline body built around silicon atoms instead of carbon atoms. Yeah. And it's a much better body. It's just better all around. And I can't wait to get mine. And you should order. Enthusiastically seeking to get yours too. And we're talking 2025. It's not that far away. Get prepared. Get ready. The hardest part will be right after the event. But if you got that diamond glowing body, that's superior and better health and better in every single way, body, It will help you endure. Maybe it's going to be a week or two of kind of like a lockdown situation where the ETs will land their craft and they will round up about a half a million no-good so-and-sos that have been ruining our world. Yeah, there's that many of them, half a million at least. And that's their estimate. You know, we would never imagine there's that many bad people in this world, but apparently there are. They're demon-serving bastards, demon-serving pieces of garbage. Many of them from other worlds have been hiding out here and abusing us and using us. That's what has made life on Earth so difficult. But it's all going to change, and it's only about a year away. Look forward to that year. We still got this year to go through, too. We got a lot of turmoil we have to deal with because those no-good so-and-sos are still at the control, and they still have a lot of bad things they could dump on us, like chemtrails, and we do that daily. I hear they're using the chemtrails to offset the frequencies to just create more chaos. And, of course, everything in chemtrails they dump into the sky is bad stuff. Nanoparticles, especially the aluminum stuff, eventually trickles down and we're stuck breathing it in. You know, so be careful when they, you know, the old saying, go out and get a breath of fresh air, take a deep breath of fresh air. Well, just make sure there's no chemtrail planes flying around. Or the day before, because maybe it takes a day for those little nanoparticles to float down. Who knows for sure? They're not going to tell us, but we have to be wary of them. And on the positive note, when you know, we've been lied to our whole lives about everything, including how powerful we are as human beings and how powerful our minds are. When you see chemtrails up in the sky, you need to think positive and say, I want to change those nasty, harmful chemtrail particles into harmless particles. And we can do that, and we can ask assistance. We can put the idea out there with our own thoughts, and we can ask assistance from the universe. Universe, help me make those harmful chemtrail particles not harmful. Help me, universe. Help me, angels of light. Help me, all servants of God. Help me use my willpower to make, transmute those harmful particles into non-harmful particles. I call on the violet flame to come down around those chemtrail planes. Put your violet flame around them and transmute those harmful particles they're spraying into our air. Transmute those harmful particles into non-harmful particles. I call on you, violet flame. Help me with this. And the more of us that do this, every time we see chemtrail planes spraying poison into the air, the stronger those thoughts and vibrations will become, and the more we can transmute the bad stuff into harmless stuff. This is a step into the new reality, and I welcome this step. And I participate in already. When I see chemtrail planes, I'm thinking, help me, universe. Transmute those harmful particles into non-harmful particles. And the power of our minds in connection with the powers of the universe, we can do this. And we can call on the help of the angels, call on the help of the violet plane, call on the saints that serve our planet Earth, call on the Lord Jesus himself to help transmute those particles. And, you know, like the old saying goes, ask and ye shall receive. So we should never have to worry about asking because it's part of the reality we're in. We have a right to ask for help. And there's an old saying, You have not because you've asked not. So it always pays to ask for assistance, ask for help. And don't be shy about it. And, well, how about that? You know, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. I am the author of the book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you haven't got a copy of the book yet, get it. It's the one book out there, and in ebook form too, that can make you a smarter person in one evening. It only takes about 2 hours to read, but the pictures, you can study them for days, weeks on end, and discover new things in the enlargements of these photographs, real photographs, 35 millimeter, no, not just digital bullshit, you know. The old saying used to be, seeing is believing. Well, when it comes to digital technologies, seeing is not believing, because it all can be altered. You know, we have people, if you go on the internet, we have people playing games with the digital technology all the time. They got people doing stupid things they would never do, but we can make them doing stupid things with digital technology. And we can alter the truth to our liking. So many of the pictures you see on the internet, you really can't believe them, you know? Even if they are true, I mean, unfortunately, that doubt has been put in our mind by the digital technology. You know, I call it the digital conspiracy. You know, when the government in America, probably in other countries too, they passed that law that all the broadcasting signals were going to have to be digital. It would be no longer legal to do an analog broadcasting. And the reason they did that, and in fact, and seriously, no one except me that I've come across in this world and proved me wrong. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. If you surmise the same thing, call up and say so. Only if it's the truth, of course, that the whole purpose of this, changing the broadcasting signal to digital, I don't know how many years it's been, over a decade already, was so they could fake the pictures on the news. Yes, sir, that's exactly why they did it, because with digital technology, you can fake any image, you can alter it. And, of course, they're doing it all the time. And they're going to do it within the next year or two. They're liable to create all kinds of fake things. They'll create fake alien invasions of Earth. You know, when the ETs, the good ETs land, it's not going to be an invasion. They're going to kind of land to meet us face to face, and land also to round up the bad guys that we haven't been able to round up. You know, they're hiding for us now in holes in the ground, caves in mountains, and securely guarded locations, out of the reach of the general public, so we can't get at them. But the ETs have their ways, have the superior technologies, and they know where they're at, and they can actually just beam them out of here. And we don't care how they get them out of here, as long as they get them out of here, because we are sick of these evil bastards ruining our lives, you know? And some of these creatures, they're in human bodies, but they're not human. You know, they've obtained clones, human clones, and they're walking around. Hey, the ETs have warned us. Visit that site again, the Cobra site, 2012 portal, and you'll hear the info. That they reveal certain bits of information to us that practically all your political leaders are not human beings. They're copies of human beings that used to be humans, and they're inside of them are, you know, reptilians and all kinds of other evil creatures from other galaxies, other worlds, other solar systems. And, you know, and then we got the invisible demons that are here. They're always flying around. They hop onto people's backs. You know, the old saying, you got a monkey on your back, really, it's more like you got a demon on your back. Plenty of people walking around like that still. But their day is coming too. After the event, they are going to be sucked up with a vacuum cleaner. As fast as you can say, whoosh, they will be gone. And thankfully, too. But they're still holding on, you know, riding the backs of unsuspecting humans, trying to get inside people's minds, giving us bad suggestions telepathically whenever possible, because that's all these demons have to do that are stuck on our world or here by choice. That's all they have to do with themselves. They don't have a body. They can't enjoy the benefits of being on Earth. So the only enjoyment they can get is causing harm, or, you know, they get their jollies by making fools out of humans, you know. They're laughing right now because they're probably making fools out of plenty of humans as I'm speaking. But they're around, they're invisible, and they have a way to hook onto us or hook onto our auras. Yeah, you know, do you know you have an aura? Most people never do. Why aren't we taught that in school? Again, more proof that the public education system in America and even around the world, it's all corrupt. They don't tell us the truth, important things like that. We should have been taught that when we were children, that there are invisible demons, and that to be a human being is not just a physical body. It's the four overlaying bodies plus the physical body. Yeah, there's that much to a human being. Part of it is your aura. It's an energy body, one of your energy bodies. And it can be hooked onto. The demons can hook onto it. Other kinds of evil entities can weaken it, throw negative energies at it. And if you don't know about protecting your aura, you're an easy target. And there's a train of thought health-wise that people that want to include the human aura in their thinking, that when your aura gets damaged or too much negative energy gets thrown into it, and it isn't spinning as fast as it should be, you'll get physical signs in your physical body when you have problems. You know, it might just be acne on your face. You know, as in acne, no questions, I tell you no lies. But just that alone could, something like that could be telling you there's a flaw in your aura. Something has been damaged in your aura, and that's why you're getting acne on your face. You know, or you're getting rashes all over your body. That could be telling you there's another part of your aura that's wrong. Some people have the ability to look at other people and see their auras, and they can tell you where your problems are. But most physical ailments, you know, not all, but most physical ailments are directly related to problems in your aura. You know, your aura has been dulled, it's been slowed down, it's been tampered with. There have been things hooked onto it to drain your energy. And you need to consider this, you know. If you have health issues, you need to consider that your aura has been damaged somewhat. And that's why these physical maladies are showing up on your skin, you know, internal parts of your body, including your internal organs. But the real culprit cause of these things is contamination the damaging of your aura. Plenty of books out there. You can find out about this. You know, don't just take my word for it. Start looking it up. We have the internet now. You can find out so many things so easily. Look it up. There's a lot of information on auras. They give you pictures of it, how far they extend. And when we start taking control of our lives, we can change the shape of our aura. We can expand it. There's exercises to do it, with breathing exercises. And combined with your intentions, you know, deep breathing, take that deep breath and envision things when you're taking the deep breath and when you're exhaling that deep breath too. Plenty of exercises out there to help you use your breath to change your health, change your aura. You know, we all have, within our aura, we have the star tetrahedron. Look that one up, too. You know, we're talking about a tetrahedron is a three-sided pyramid of equilateral triangles with, and the base is also. So it's really four sides. And we, within our aura, within our body, within the field of our complete, what makes up a complete human being, we have two of them. We have one that stands upward, which represents the male. We'll figure that one out, yeah. And then we have a tetrahedron pointing downwards, which represents the woman, the female. And they've spin in opposite directions, and they intertwine to like a halfway point. So the base of one bisects the middle, you know, the halfway point between the other. And they form, together, they form what's called the star tetrahedron. And that spins, continually spinning, one in one direction, one in another direction. And we can think of our breath coordinating with that. And when we become consciously aware enough to take control of that mentally, those two spinning tetrahedrons that we all have, they're made out of light, you know, they're energy, light. Shapes in the form of light, made out of light particles. You know, technically everything is made out of light. But when we can mentally get them to spin fast enough, one in one direction, one in the other direction, that becomes a vehicle of light, and a bubble will be automatically encase us. And in that bubble of light, we can sail off on our own, like a spacecraft. We can go, the bubble protects us from the nothingness of space or the lack of things that we need to exist. And we can travel through space in that protective bubble. And it's being, we do it mentally, and it's being propelled by the star tetrahedron that each one of us have. We've been lied to and deceived and not told about this reality, but in the upcoming reality, we will learn about it. You have to be taught, I hear, how to do this. I don't have the exact info how to do that, but I'll be learning along with everyone else. And eventually, in a certain amount of time after the event, we will all be learning how to mentally form our star tetrahedrons to spin fast enough, which will form the protective bubble around us. And at that point, when we have achieved that much into the future, and we become futuristic human beings, we will be able to travel anywhere we want in the whole universe, in our protective bubble, just by thinking, I want to go here. I can look up at the sky and say, oh, I want to go to Jupiter now. And I'll just sail away. And by the power of my mind, yes. And that's what that's just some of the amazing things that await us after the event. So it's something to look forward to. And and so the big thing to look forward to, no more evil. I hear evil will not be permitted after the event. That's why they're going to round up all the evil on Earth, which is one of the last strongholds. And then I hear it's not going to be allowed to manifest again. That's good news. But we still have to make it to that point in time of the event. So, you know, figure about a year and make sure that you have that 1-2 week food supply on hand, because right after the event, there will be a lockdown so we don't get harmed, because there's going to be a military presence of the ETs who will be rounding up all the bad guys, and we don't want to get away in the way of any crossfire that might happen, because it will be a military operation, because these diehard evil creatures are not going to give up without a fight. And unfortunately, we're stuck with them for the next year, but we can still do as much as we possibly can to negate them. by projecting love and doing good things and helping each other out, we keep them at a distance from us. Of course, they've got all these nasty weapons that they still can get at us. But we have to, why it's important for us to learn how powerful we are and use our powers of mind to protect ourselves. Like I just got done telling you about the chemtrails. That's an evil tool they use against all of us. It's not only poisoning people, it's poisoning the earth, our dear mother earth. It's poisoning all the other life forms. It's creating negative energy. You know, it's harmful. It's a canker sore. It's worse than that. It's just NFG, if you know what I mean. You know, if you don't know what NFG is, oh, ask a few people. they'll explain it to you, but you ought to know what NFG stands for. What are you, from another world? Maybe. They probably don't know. That's a good alien test. Hey, you know what NFG means? And if they don't know, you guys might want to start looking at them a little weirdly. Well, how come you don't know what NFG means? Where were you born? Quick. The best movie to go watch is, it's called They Live. Science fiction movies can tell us a lot of things. In that movie, 1988, They Live. And the guy puts on the sunglass, famous wrestler, may he rest in peace, Roddy Piper, puts on the sunglasses, and then he's able to see all the aliens walking around on us. And that's kind of the situation we are living in. He said, we don't have the fortunate luxury of having those magical sunglasses that can see what's hidden behind the scenes. And I've told this before, but help yourself, you know, go to a library and get, it's probably in the library, but go to a bookstore and buy the book called Magic Eye. There's a couple of them out there. And they're small books, maybe 50 pictures in them. And the picture you at first look at, behind that is a hidden picture. And once you teach yourself how to do what's called the soft gaze and shift your vision intentionally, you'll see the hidden picture behind it. And then you'll realize how well there can be a hidden picture behind anything, basically. After you buy this book and see how well they've hidden real pictures behind behind obvious pictures. Behind the obvious picture is a hidden picture. And when you learn to change the gaze of your eyesight, you'll see that hidden picture. And then you can realize, just like in that movie, They Live, you look at a billboard, it's advertising something, but what's this little subliminal message that's on that billboard? You know? Because it's that easy to hide things. When you're watching TV and they're laughing away on a commercial or something, is there a hidden message behind there? You bet there is. And your subconscious mind will see that picture and pick it up, and it will affect them. You know, when you're watching music, the TV, you know, fake TV, fake news, and you're watching whatever they want you to see up there, there's a subliminal message that's going on. You can bet there are. Things like kill, hate, and if you keep hearing that and watching that, and you're not aware that your mind is being influenced, eventually, they're going to be affecting you, where you're walking around the next day and you're thinking kill, hate, and all those bad kind of things because you were brainwashed the day before by watching too much TV. That's why they tell you don't watch TV. Of course, if you're a strong willed person, it won't affect you because you're strong willed, but you don't naturally become a strong willed person. You have to make yourself one. So it requires, you know, your intentions and stuff like that. But that is one of the dangers of watching the boob tube. That's what they call it, the boob tube. You watch it too long, it'll make a boob out of you. people don't use that word too much anymore, the boob tube. But it's an old term. People realized there was something going on wrong with TV and people. It was affecting people in certain ways. They started becoming characters they'd seen. When I'm growing up, it's changed. I remember there's this one kid. He used to do this Chinese impersonation all the time. And that was his whole character, his whole persona. Then one day I saw a movie that was from the 50s of this guy who was an American guy doing a Japanese or Chinese character, and he was doing the fake Chinese or fake Japanese accent. And then I realized this damn kid had seen that movie, and he took on the persona of that character in that movie. And that's how everybody knew him. Every time, everything he would talk, he was doing a fake Japanese. He was doing an impersonation of an American doing a Japanese accent, or Chinese, or whatever the hell it was. And he was known for that character. That's how he made himself, I guess, important socially, because it was entertaining in a certain way, but he learned that out of a movie, or he got brainwashed by that movie. So that's it, the boob tube, you know? We should maybe start talking more about it. It's not just fake news. It's boob tube fake news. And they called it a tube because, TVs originally, it was the picture tube. TVs no longer have tubes, picture tubes. They're all flat screens, LED, or projection systems. But the term is, it's a catchy term, the boob tube. You've been watching the boob tube too much. Of course, like I said, they're not, only the old-fashioned TVs have the picture tube. Some people still watch them. But the trickery of behind-the-scenes images can be just as easily done with the pixels. And in fact, it can be done easier with the pixels. And that's the way it is. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. You have something important to say. Hey, this is the time to say it. You can say it on BBS Radio, on Connect the Dots radio show, because there's nobody censoring this. You know, I only ask that you call up and talk something sensible, you know. Unless, of course, you have a real, real funny joke. That's always acceptable. And jokes are important in life if it makes people laugh. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of sad what's happened in society. There used to be, decades ago, people used to socially pass around joke sheets. Everywhere you go, somebody had a joke sheet, you know, they pass it along to you. You read them with your friends. You pass it along to other people. And this was part of society. You know, a lot of them were ethnic jokes or sex jokes, and those are the two funniest jokes. But it was jokes, you know. Never mind, for calling people's names or something like that. It was part of humor. It was part of society. We all had a good time. I mean, I can remember one time coming back from a bar with my friends, and we went back to this guy's house, and we started smoking some pot, which put us even in a more jovial mood. And guy pulls out these joke papers, and he goes, "Here, read these." And so I was the first one who got to read them, you know. And we were dying laughing at these stupid things. I mean, not necessarily true, but we understood where the humor was in these things. And we were hysterical. This one guy started laughing so much, he fell off his chair, literally, onto the floor, which made the rest of us all laugh our ass off, too. And this is what can happen with joke sheets. Good times like that. But they're not around anymore. In fact, it used to be like, I've been going to the diner my whole life. I still go out to the diner for quite often for breakfast because it's just like a fun way to start the day. Get up and go to the diner for breakfast, and it's a good way to get going. It's not for everybody, but it's been my lifestyle. And you used to be able to ask the waitresses, hey, you know any jokes? You used to be able to tell, get a joke out of a waitress. Nowadays, no waitresses, no jokes anymore. It's sad. I mean, you know, I couldn't believe all of a sudden, you know, like, well, waitresses, no waitress knows jokes anymore, you know, especially the young ones. And people start waitressing when they're in their teens, early 20s. And they don't know any jokes. In fact, talk about waitress jokes, one of the funniest jokes I ever heard in my life. It was a lengthy one, too. Somebody, I was traveling around, and I pulled into, like, a truck stop, and the waitress there, I said, do you know any jokes? And she told me this lengthy joke. It was hysterical, you know. It was a long story joke. And I told the other people. Other people loved it, too. In fact, I knew this guy that we would show up at this club where they would allow you to go up and, you know, you didn't get paid for it, but you could go up and play original music if you wanted to. So I had told him the joke early in the day, and I said, well, let's just, you know, go up and goof on that joke I told you, you know. And we started playing this little group, and he just started making up this song based on this joke. And we played it for about 5 minutes, I mean. And everybody loved it, you know. And there we had it. Out of a joke came a song that was entertaining. And this guy knew how to ad-lib things really good, and he just took the lines out of the joke and turned them, twisted them a little and made an entertaining kind of folk song out of it. And I backed him up with guitar, playing some lead guitar while he was playing the chords and making up the words as he went. So that's how jokes enhance our lives. And if you don't know any jokes, you can buy a joke book. I think they still sell them out there. And, of course, I hear that you can just go on the Internet, Google it, jokes, and you can learn a joke or two there. But jokes make the world go round. Ha, 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 yeah. And it's important to be happy in life. I mean, especially with all these bad things we have to go through every day, all this nonsense, you know, government continuously making our lives difficult and not being able to solve our problems. Can't even deal with a little rain. You know, it's unbelievable recently with the rain. I might have mentioned it that not so much New York City flooding. Of course, New York City has its flooding problems with too much rain, but the neighboring state, New Jersey, they call it, or Jersey, sometimes it's referred to. They have a lot of problems over there when they get a lot of rain, you know. And one of the big towns that had big problems, I thought I'd call them up and just out of curiosity and see if they'd be interested in, you know, using some common sense to help some of the, alleviate some of their flood problems, because everything, solution to everything in life is really common sense. I like to do good deeds for people now and then. And you believe, here's this town with all these problems, they're on the news, you know, and you call the number and nobody picks up the phone. I mean, what kind of, well, this is government for you, you know? You know, you'd think they'd be able to answer a telephone, not only be able to do a good job of dealing with the flood problems, they can't even answer a telephone. No wonder why they don't know what the hell to do with the extra rainwater. And this is, and of course, look what's going on with government. You know, I mean, the U.S. border, I mean, unbelievable. You know, they just, instead of just, you know, dealing with it in a forceful way, you know, they got holes in the fence everywhere. It's not a secure border. And they're just like, you know, not dealing with it properly. It's creating a lot of problems for American culture, but certainly not as bad as the the Europeans. You know, with their European Union, they're asking all people from Africa to come into Europe, and it doesn't work out. They're asking the Arabs to come in, cultures that don't know how to mingle with European cultures. They come in and they think they're going to, and this is, you just look on the news and what's happening. It's been going on for almost a decade now in Europe, but especially in the last 5 years, that they opened get the floodgates to let all these migrants in, most of them criminals, mostly men, young men, claiming to be asylum seekers when they're really criminals looking to take advantage of the free health care and all that stuff that Europe offers. And they have destroyed European culture. And it continues. And the people haven't wised up yet that the government, their government is the problem. They invite these criminals, these lowlifes in, who come in and commit crimes, rape the women, and they get away with it, you know? And the police forces are not really cracking down. They've been told to look the other way and allow this shit to happen. And that's what's going on in Europe. And it's continuing because the people haven't wised up yet that the government, their government, is creating the problem. Even though they're elected governments, apparently, no matter who they elect, they all end up getting bribed by the European Union, which is not an elected government, and the New World Order, which is nothing but a bunch of elite scumbags who are actually ruled by negative ETs, and they're just making the problem worse because all the key players who have all the authority are controlled by the New World Order. Just like American government, they're controlled by the federal government, controlled by the New World Order. That's why we still have problems. That's why we have a Congress. They can't get along. Unbelievable. And it continues, you know. In Europe there, they need a revolution in the street, really. They need to knock down the doors of Parliament or whatever the place is in France and just take those people out, you know. And, you know, we probably need the help of the military. Even military law in the European countries will work better than what they got now. You know, most of the countries there. There might be one or two of them that are able to maintain a little law and order and keep the invaders out, those migrants out that are destroying European culture. You know, we're talking about, you know, being some other cultures, they don't know how to blend in. And the fact that what we've seen is they don't want to blend in. They want to come from their third world shithole into first class European countries and turn the first class European countries into the third shithole they came from. And, you know, we're talking, these people come, and we got plenty of videos, they shit in the street, shit inside phone booths, you name it. And they think that's okay, you know? And they're just disgusting creatures. They don't belong in culture. They need to be rounded up and brought back to where they came from because they show no intent of cooperating or, you know? And the people in these countries know that, and they complain to their leaders, like, and the leaders just don't listen. It goes in one ear and out the other because every country in the world eats the bribe money that rules. and the New World Order, they own all the banks, so they can print up as much fiat currency as they want, you know. And basically nothing's backed up by real metal anymore. It's all fiat currency, pretty much. Of course, that's going to change. It's moving back to gold standard. But in the meantime, this is what goes on. Bribe money rules. And, you know, it's got to be done strategically in a nonviolent way to take over and take command of your government. Or in some cases, you actually have to go out in the street and do the bloodbath or whatever it is to physically remove these infestations that control your country. And the military probably has to be used in those cases. You know, militaries have a right to remove traitors from a high office. And in the U.S. here, the military should be considering that. You know, we got a clone in the White House. I mean, this guy isn't even a human being. And I'm going to say it again. I said it last week. Look at when you know, he's out there in the news every other day because he is has that position of the president. Check out. He's not wearing a wedding ring. Well, of course, clones don't wear wedding rings. Clones don't get married. Clones don't have sex. You know, clones are clones, you know? What kind of a demon is inside of him? Well, we're not sure. But, you know, some people clone themselves, but this isn't, that isn't a real person, that President Biden. You know, it's a defective clone. that's for sure. Being mind controlled somehow by whoever controls the clone. And so there's no wedding ring. And people have pointed out before the color of the eyes changed different days. Well, I guess different model clones. They made one with blue eyes. They made one with brown eyes. And one of them knows how to walk. The other one doesn't. One of them can speak or read a teleprompter. Well, if it's a clone, he doesn't even have to have a teleprompter. They just put the disc in the back of his head, and he can spew out what's on the disc. But you need to consider that. You need to look at that when you watch the fake news. And, of course, it's, you know, you could say, well, that doesn't mean anything. Well, I don't think so. Somebody who's been married a long time, like Biden, his real wife, if we go back into pictures of when he was younger, he was wearing a wedding ring then. And why all of a sudden he's not wearing one now? Well, I say that's an important thing. And the fact that he's not president of the United States, still promoting vaccines. And it's really sickening, too. You know, it's really sickening when these, the airwaves, at least in the New York area here, New York area here where I'm talking to you from, commercials on TVs, commercials on radio, they're all the stations, they're promoting vaccines again. And they're telling you the best way to stay healthy is get a vaccine. Lies, deception, and they will be deceiving a certain amount of the population to get these new vaccines, which will only do harm to them. And I've said this before, and I will continue to always say it. There is no logic to vaccines. When you understand what real health care is and you understand the health of the human body is the physical body overlaid with the four different non-physical bodies, then you understand that vaccines won't work. Is there a caller there? Hello, caller?
Hi. Hi, it's Ruby.
Hi, Ruby. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about Biden and his wife and rings or something.
And yeah, there's recent pictures of Biden. I noticed that he's not wearing a wedding ring.
Well, I should probably check into that. I haven't even noticed that. That's a pretty good
idea. Yeah, I know. I guess all of a sudden I'm looking at it and I realize, wait a second, he's not wearing a wedding ring. Here's somebody who's been married for over 50 years, and all of a sudden he's not wearing a wedding ring. I say it's like more proof that it's a clone, you know?
Remember, he has only taken an oath for the corporate America, he doesn't have the military, nothing like that, from what I understand. I mean, I wasn't there. In fact, nobody was there I don't think anybody was there. Was there, really?
I think it wasn't taken at the right time either, on purpose.
It was taken
at a different time on purpose, so nobody could say, to try to say, oh, well, you know, he didn't take it at the right time, so you can't accuse him of falsely taking it or something like that.
Oh, gosh, that's right. If he didn't do it at the right, I don't know about that. I don't know.
I think we all kind of figured out this guy is an imposter.
He's definitely not a nobody.
Yeah, I mean, we know that there's no way he could have really won the election because the proof is in the pudding, as they say. Before the election was taken out there talking to the public, every time they had a shot of Biden, he'd have no more than 150 people listening to him, Trump would have like 20,000 people when he appeared.
And then 100, And I remember here in Arizona, that's where I'm at, I remember here in Arizona, we had a 96-mile convoy of Trump flags. 96 miles.
There you go.
You know? That's a lot of miles of flags, you know.
Right. Biden never had anything like that. So there's no possible way that he could have actually got as many votes as they claim. It doesn't even make any sense, you know?
Well, it's that devolution, you know? The devolution is what everybody's saying is going on right now because they were caught. And so they've taken the military, and each state is its own country, right? So they've taken the military stand to, what am I saying? Sorry, I just distracted myself with stuff on Twitter. I don't know why I'm even looking at it. But the devolution, you've heard of the devolution, right? That's the plan that the military has enacted upon finding out they knew right away that there was both foreign and domestic interference in the election, and they pulled the president, and I guess went to Cheyenne Mountain. I don't know where they went, but they've been working from there, you know, doing a it's an operation.
A portion of the military would like to remove Biden, but then there's still a portion of the military that is loyal to the New World Order. You know, they're willing to take the bribe money and just play along with how ridiculous the whole thing is and not do their duty. And that's part of the problem. You know, we have a split military like many nations have. And chain command structures, they're difficult to get in line when some of the top commanders, top players, have all been bought out and are not willing to do their duty.
They work for the corporation.
It's kind of like it's something waiting to happen, but it's just not right yet ready to happen. I'm sure it's all going to play out in the 2024 election.
Oh God, I'm thinking the 2020 isn't even done yet. What's that?
I know it isn't, but there doesn't seem to be enough happening. Maybe a little surprises in a month or two to really go in there and arrest this imposter. But we'll have to see how it plays out. But I heard you say a key word before, Arizona. You know, on February 3rd, there in Phoenix, there's that there's an important Cobra. Convention going on with guy Cobra, who represents the Galactic Confederation. Yeah. So there's a big event going on in Phoenix on February 3rd, and I think February 4th also. So I just wanted to get that out there. When you said Arizona, I wanted to remind people, if you want to find out what's going on in the world, show up at this event, and you'll get a lot of important behind-the-scenes information of what is going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm also I'm going to a seminar with on the 2nd of February. I'm going to a seminar with David Strait.
Yeah, oh, cool. Yeah, David Strait, he's a cool guy. Yeah,
I paid the money, and I'm going to one. And he's got a bunch of new stuff that he says that he's discovered just recently. I'm still trying to figure out how to get my MCO from from the Department of Motor Vehicles. See, I have an automobile, not
all
a
right,
motor vehicle.
Well, now, you gave me three letters there. What do those letters represent? What are the words?
What did I say? Oh, MCO. It's a Manufacturer's Certificate of Origin. Yeah, the Manufacturer's Certificate of Origin. That's your true ownership papers. That's the true title. The certificate of title you get from the Motor Vehicle Division, it's just a certificate. It's not the actual ownership.
Oh, you're talking about real titleship to a motor vehicle, automobile.
Yeah, to an automobile, yep. That's what I'm talking about. And I just got me a used Suburban, and it's going to be tough to get that. It's going to be tough to get the...
I wish you luck with that. I mean...
Thank you, definitely.
Real titles.
I want to get my allodial title for my, you know, my land patent and all that, but that's another issue altogether. I'm looking up Cobra right now. Cobra in Phoenix, right? In Phoenix. That way if anybody is, you know, in Phoenix is going to go, they might as well know the date and time. So Cobra, that's Cobra Arcade Bar. That's not what I'm... Okay, so this is from the portal, right?
Portal. 2012 portal. .blogspot.com.
Okay, cool. Right.
Hey, I have to cut you off right now because it's end of the show and I got to close it up.
Thank you. Have a good night.
But that was a good note to close it on, the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. So I wish you luck with getting your title. And
thank you, sir.
I got to end the show. So, hey, right, thanks for calling in. And have a good night. Okay, people, we're going to end the show. Here's the countdown, and you can listen to my music after the countdown. I got to be somebody, and you can be somebody, too. Hey. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that walked on by now stop and look, 'cause I caught their eye. sleeping. I don't want a children joining my grief. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand. Without fear, it is clear to the world my idea.